Hello, freaks, and welcome to Radical Research. This is episode 119.5. So do not expect our epic four-hour show or whatever we do that eventually bores people. How you doing, Hunter? Here you are.
Well enough.
Well enough.
Yeah, happy to be here.
Yeah, let's breeze through this in the spirit of the point fives. So this is something of serious importance, and it dates back to 1991, and then it intersects with 2011, and the reason for this point five came to full light, to my ears anyway, in 2024, just about 6 weeks ago at your house, Hunter. And that's the subject of Steve DiGiorgio's buried bass tracks on Death's Human in 1991. So I listened to this at your house, Hunter, when you were at work one day on your wonderful new hi-fi setup, which sounds rich and otherworldly and good job.
It does. And yeah. Thank you to you for coaching me through all the purchases.
That's fun. It's fun when a friend asks you, hey, what should I buy? You can kind of live vicariously and do a vicarious upgrade. And it served me well because you were at work and I was listening to your system. Thank you. So I put on Death's Human and I put on the, let's see, I believe I put on the 2011 reissue, and that's what I want to talk about. But let's first, before we get to what I heard and what I think now about these allegedly buried bass tracks, I want to get your thoughts on, not your thoughts on Death Human. I think we all know, or we'll get into that maybe another episode.
But like, one of my five favorite albums of all time.
Yes, exactly.
Everyone knows that by now.
Yeah, and this is not about Death's Human necessarily. So we will do that program at some point, I'm sure, because that's just that special of an album. It always gets better for me every listen, so I know it's one of my favorite death metal albums and certainly my favorite death album. Anyhow, want to get your take on the bass track controversy of this album, though, as great as it is. Where do you have you stood historically on the bass aspect of Human?
I actually missed it on the first version, the original mix. The remaster, or the remix, or whatever you want to call it, I was very grateful to hear more of Sean Reiner. There's a lot of that Sean did originally that was not evidenced in the first mix. There were a lot of ghost notes and things that Sean played originally that were not evidenced in the first mix.
Okay.
I'm very grateful to hear those finally.
And let me stop you there, because I agree with you. I think the 2011 version is cool to have. It's a little bit like that Grand Declaration of War version. Like, it's never, I don't like it as much as the first version, but I'm glad to have this sort of like alternate reality or alternate take version. It keeps the experience of that album rich, especially when it's one you love as much as we love these kinds of albums. So let's go back to DiGiorgio, though. So you said you missed it. It's obviously way more present on the 2011 version. And this is what we need to talk about, because I had always wanted, of course, more bass presence on that album. Just like you say, you missed it through all these years, right? It's that, talk about ghost. It's like a shadowy bass part somewhere in the original version. You hear it, but you don't quite hear it. Do you know what I mean?
Sure. Yeah. Yep. You feel it.
You do feel it, but it's presence, and just hearing, the fingers on the neck, tapping away. Like, you don't get the physical presence of it too much. So it's something I've always wished for, the same way you always wish for more Jason Newsted on And Justice for All, or some Jason Newsted on Justice for All.
Any. Yeah.
That one is flawed. And I've never considered Death's Human flawed in that egregious of a sense as the Metallica album, but here we are. I'm listening to this version on your awesome stereo, and somewhere in the middle of it, I'm having not only maybe my best listen to it, but also there's like something annoying happening, which is I found DiGiorgio's work on it, once it was received with more clarity, to be kind of annoying. Because he's doing all these weird, like, I don't know how to describe them, loop-de-loops and curly-Q sort of slides, and the weird popping, and just, he's not a big
pop. That's how I feel about his work on the Venusaur record.
Visions from the Spiral Generator.
Which I deeply dislike.
Ooh, whoa. You mean you dislike the album or the bass
No,
work?
I dislike his playing on it.
Okay. So he's one of my, I mean, he's a top three metal bassist for me. Like, I think the
I
guy
agree.
is unbelievable.
Unbelievable. Yeah, I know.
And I don't have that same complaint as you do on the Ventrusorg album. However, I started finding some of his choices kind of annoying on Human. And it might be because I just wasn't used to them, but it was like a careful for what you wish for thing. Because then I was like, oh, I'm not sure if I like this. It's just like, I love the extra Reinhardt stuff that you mentioned. You know, I love all the there's a Claire, the guitar tone is fantastic. Like, I love it on the original, but I love it on this. It's like, it just sounds so good. And like, of course, the playing, of course, the writing, everything about that album's great. Yet I'm sitting there for the first time in my life wishing for less DiGiorgio on an album that I always wished for more DiGiorgio. We've never really talked about that version. So you have this, you have
I
similar.
we yeah I we got it, I assume, at the same time, because I was very, very I got it at it was at that Prog Power, and where you and I had a
And
pizza
Isan.
Antico.
Oh yeah, we had pizza Antico.
Yeah, and yeah, Isan, Back by Leprous, and All Heaven Wept. I think we got it that same time, and I was like super, super stoked for it. And I remember loving hearing everything that Reinhardt did. But I actually found, and still find, his bass parts a bit intrusive.
See, I guess I didn't know that. I'm a little surprised in a way because we haven't talked about this aspect of this reissue. Now we
Well,
are.
because like the thing about it is, other than Reinhardt's drumming, the riffs and those songs just need to be supported. And I feel like he interferes with the harmonic and melodic aspects of Chuck's riffs.
Controlling their lives.
Here's the other aspect of this. Why is he so absolutely amazing on Individual Thought Patterns? The next album.
But it's a totally different record. So, I mean, the thing that people seem to miss about Human, because they're like, oh, it's a tech metal record. Well, no, it's a death metal record with the most goddamn amazing drumming you've ever heard, right? And so
Yes.
Reinhardt basically reshapes what would have otherwise been spiritual healing. So Individual Thought Patterns is a tech metal record
Yeah,
with
okay.
way
Yeah,
more
yeah.
adventurous riffs, way more, out there harmony patterns, that sort of thing.
It also isn't as sick heavy. Like, Human is sick heavy. Like, and here's the thing. I went ahead and listened to the original version after that. I wanted to AB it. I did that at your house as well, 'cause you had to work a lot when I was there, 'cause I had surprised you. You couldn't take all this time off. So I had some time in front of your stereo and I was like, "Well, I'm gonna listen to the original one." And man, did that satisfy me in every way. Like, I just was like, you know what? I'm kind of glad.
Human is heavy as fuck. It's a
Oh
death
yeah.
metal record.
It's I
It
love I
is
love
a
yeah.
fucking death metal record.
The tone is so good and their riffs are
Yes.
so heavy. I mean, Lack of Comprehension is now verified as my favorite death song. I mean, it's always been my favorite one on Human, but man, it's magic. It's
When I close my eyes at night, I hear the opening riff to Vacant Planets.
I think you've said that before on this show.
I might,
love,
but
I love you, man.
When I go to bed at night, no, 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 no. That's what I hear.
I believe that so much. That's awesome. Leave it to you to bring up Sean Reinert's name more than the name Steve DiGiorgio on an episode intended to focus on Steve DiGiorgio.
Well, I am biased.